今日经文在马太福音的十九章十六到二十六节。十六节，有一个人来见耶稣说：夫子，我该做什么善事才能得永生？耶稣对他说：你为什么以善事问我呢？只有一位是善的，你若要进入永生，就当遵守诫命。他说：什么诫命？耶稣说：就是不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗，不可作假见证，当孝敬父母，又当爱人如己。那少年人说：这一切我都遵守了，还缺少什么呢？耶稣说：你若愿意作完全人，可以变卖你所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上。你还要来跟从我。那少年人听见这话，就忧忧愁愁地走了，因为他的财产很多。耶稣对门徒说：我实在告诉你们，财主进天国是难的。我又告诉你们，骆驼穿过针的眼，比财主进神的国还容易呢。门徒听见这话就稀奇得很，说：这样谁能得救呢？耶稣看着他们说：在人这是不能的，在神凡事都能。我今日的正道是由 Reverend Mark Peters， 是由唐夫文牧师是做传译的。Reverend Peters 是从事了教牧工作已经有23年，曾经 North Shore 北岸的宣道会是担任主要牧师长达13年的。在2001年开始呢，是出任了宣道会太平洋区的区监督。我们今天的讲题是跟随主的带领，将时间交给 Reverend Mark Peters 和唐牧师。
Good morning, everyone.
早晨。
I want to thank Pastor Norman for honoring me with this opportunity to preach this morning.
多谢唐牧师系俾我有呢个荣幸，能够嚟同家传讲呢个信息。
I want to turn your attention to the text that was just read for us in Matthew 19.
希望大家能够系留意啱啱读嘅马太福音第十九章。
Here, Jesus invites a young man to follow him.
耶稣在这里邀请一个年轻人来跟随他。
And what we discover is that following Jesus is not for the casually committed.
这个是跟随耶稣不是给一些是很随便委身的人。
Following Jesus involves a radical letting go of what we're holding on to.
需要一个是很激进的，是将我们所抓住的是放下。
God's love is so rich and so deep that it seeks to burn away any rival God or attachment.
神的爱是这么丰富深厚，要我能够将所有依附的都是放低。
In the text that was just read for us, it reveals the intense inward struggle of a young man who wanted to follow God, but at the critical moment, he failed to say yes to Jesus.
正话读经文呢，俾我睇到个系好诚恳嘅年轻人，佢好想去跟随耶稣，但喺个关键嘅时刻，佢系放弃咗。
How many of us have found ourselves in the same position?
我哋当中有几多人都系喺一个咁样嘅处境当中呢？
We are eager to follow Jesus, but at the critical moment when we need to risk or sacrifice, we fail to say yes to Him.
好多时我都系愿意跟随耶稣，但喺关键嘅时刻嘅时候，我哋就放弃咗。
Following Jesus will test our commitments and reveal our attachments, but the promise is that as we follow, He will lead us to life.
当我哋系去跟随耶稣嘅时候，好多时就系反映出我哋内心呢个嘅心中嘅依附。
This morning I want to explore our text to see what it has to say about God, about us, and the journey of faith.
今日我同呢同经文睇到我哋点样跟随神，同埋呢个嘅旅途系如何。
First, following Jesus will test our commitments.
第一，呢个跟随耶稣系俾我哋呢个嘅委身喺度嘅试验。
The young man asked Jesus what he needed to do to gain eternal life, and Jesus gave him a standard response.
当这个年轻人问耶稣怎么可以跟随他的，耶稣给一个是很标准的答案。
If you want to follow God, obey what he's already commanded.
如果你要跟随耶稣，你就服从他给你的命令了。
Jesus quoted the second half of the Ten Commandments. Do not murder, don't commit adultery, do not steal.
耶稣就是引述这个十诫后面那段，就说你们不要去奸淫、杀人、偷窃。
And the answer Jesus gave pointed this young man to a series of commands to be followed. But he knew there had to be more.
这个其实这个年轻人都知道了，但他知道还有更加的多的东西他要去遵守。
I've kept all of these commandments, he answered. What else do I lack?
这个年轻人说，我已经守了所有的诫命了，我还有什么要做呢？
Intuitively, the young man knew that God wants more than our obedience. He wants a wholehearted devotion.
直觉上他知道有更多的对他的要求，就是要他全心的是奉献。
And so Jesus gave a second answer that forced him to wrestle with his fundamental commitment to discipleship.
耶稣给他另外一个答案，要他能够从心中的挣扎能够来面对。
It's been 32 years since I graduated from high school.
我是32年前是中学毕业。
I'm becoming an old man.
我仍然都是很年轻。
I've forgotten many things from high school.
中学很多东西我都忘记了。
Like calculus.
那些微积分就完全都忘记了。
But I still remember the groups of people I went to school with.
但我仍然記得是當時 一群的同學。
There were the geniuses.
那裡有些是讀書很厲害的。
The rebellious.
有些是很反叛的。
The athletes.
有些是運動很厲害的。
And the skaters.
那些是滑板的。
By the time I was 13 or 14, there were many skaters in my high school.
當我是13、14歲的時候，很多我的同學都是喜歡滑板。
They had different hair.They wore different clothes.
穿些不同的衣服。
They used different language.
他们讲些不同的说话。
And they were always skating.
他整天都在这里玩这个滑板。
Before school, after school, at lunchtime.
回来之前、之后、午餐的时候。
The only time they didn't have their skateboards was when they were in class.
唯一的时间当他上堂的时候，他才不会玩这个滑板。
But there was another category of people that grew up alongside the skaters.
但是在这些滑板的运动员的旁边呢，有另一群的同学。
We called them the posers.
我们叫这些是做扮嘢的人。
From a distance, they looked the same.
你从远处看呢，他们都差不多。
They had the same hairstyle.
他有同一个发型。
They wore the same clothes.
穿同一个衫。
They used the same language.
讲同样的说话。
The posers walked around with a skateboard in their hands.
那些扮嘢人呢，都是揸住个滑板行来行去。
But they never actually skated.
但佢从来都唔会去真系去踩个滑板嘅。
They would stand on their boards.
佢会企喺上边。
But they never committed.
但佢从来都唔系愿意去滑嘅。
Their skateboards never broke.
佢滑板从来都唔会整花嘅。
Their clothes never ripped.
佢啲衫都唔会整烂嘅。
And they never got injured.
佢从来都唔会受伤嘅。
They were only pretending to be skaters.
因为他是扮得好像一个是玩滑板的人。
When Jesus tested the young man's commitment, it became clear that he wasn't really a disciple.
当主耶稣来考验这个年轻人的时候，我们很肯定知道他不是一个真正的门徒。
He was unwilling to follow where Jesus wanted to lead.
他不愿意是跟随耶稣的带领。
If we want to follow Jesus, one thing is certain, our commitment will be tested.
如果我们要跟随耶稣，有一样很肯定的，我们的委身是会经过这个试验。
Second,
第二,
following Jesus will reveal our attachments.
当我们是跟随耶稣的时候，我们这个的心中的依恋就会显示出来。
This earnest young man had been following God, but he sensed something was missing.
这个很诚恳的年轻人，他跟随耶稣一段时间，但他知道他差了一些。
He came to Jesus as a student approaches a teacher.
他好像一个学生来到见个老师一样。
He was looking for answers that would help him to grow.
他希望能够有个答案帮助他的成长。
He'd already been keeping the commandments.
他已经守了诫命了。
He thought he was ready for the next step.
他以为他已经可以是更进一步。
But he was wrong.
但是他是错。
As Jesus interacted with him, the Holy Spirit gave Jesus divine insight.
当他同这个年轻人交流的时候，圣灵给耶稣这个属天的智慧。
The young man's passion for God was real.
这个年轻人对上帝这个热情是真的。
But he had an attachment to money that was holding him back.
但心中对钱财呢个嘅依恋，叫佢唔能够前进。
He had two rival loves battling in his heart.
心中有两个嘅力量喺度嚟对抗。
The love of God,
爱神
and the love of money,
爱钱财。
He came looking for a teacher,
佢嚟寻找一个老师。
But he found a master instead.
但系佢揾到一个嘅主，生命嘅主宰。
Sell everything, Jesus said.
主耶稣话要将所有嘅卖去。
And then come follow me.
然后先要嚟跟随我。
This wasn't the answer he was looking for.
他不是希望听到这个答案的。
Jesus so often is like a flashlight.
主耶稣很多时候好像一个电筒一样。
He exposes the shadows in our hearts.
将我们心中的阴影是照明出来。
Nothing is hidden from Jesus.
在主耶稣当中，我们不能够隐藏任何的东西。
And the closer we come to him, the more is revealed.
当我们越是接近他的时候，我们心中越是敞开。
What's interesting is this young man didn't argue with what Jesus said.
很有趣的时候，这个年轻人没有跟耶稣来辩护，为自己辩护。
He knew it was true.
他知道是真的，因为
money had defined his life.
因为这个钱财就是他的命。
Who would he be without his money?
没有钱怎么得，万万不能。
And how would he live?
他怎么能够生活呢？
He would have to depend on God for things he took for granted.
他又要靠这个上帝来维持他的生活了。
Food, clothes, a place to sleep.
衣食住行都有问题。
Jesus had answered his question.
主耶稣答了他的问题。
But he couldn't bear what Jesus asked.
但他不能够接纳这个答案。
And so we're told this earnest young man walked away sadly.
所以这个很诚恳的年轻人很忧愁的是离开。
Ruth Barton writes, now the real point of the story becomes clear. It's possible to be earnest and yet afraid. It's possible to be very devout, adoring and respectful, and yet unwilling to trust Jesus with your life.
有个学者他说，虽然我们可能是很诚恳的，愿意跟随耶稣，很真诚的，但很多时我都不能够做得到。
Choosing to follow Jesus is not a one-time decision.
决定跟随耶稣不是一次的决定。
He's constantly leading us.
他是不断的是带领我们。
And at times, he reveals attachments we didn't know were hindering us.
我有时将我心中隐藏的依恋，他将他们是彰显出来。
A number of years ago, my wife went out for the evening, and it was my job to put the children to bed.
有一次我和太太要出去，咁咧，我责任要将啲细蚊仔系先同佢预备咗佢哋瞓觉。
I was looking forward to a quiet evening, but by 8:30 p.m., I was exhausted.
我希望能够有个系安静嘅晚上，但系到八点半嘅时候咧，我已经非常嘅攰啦。
I could barely keep my eyes open.
只眼都开唔到啦。
I went to bed early and I dreamed all night.
咁我好早去瞓觉啦，成晚喺度发梦。
But in the morning, one dream remained with me.
但系到朝头早咧，一个梦咧系好清晰嘅留喺我脑海。
Let me tell you my dream.
我讲俾你听呢个咩梦。
I was in a ballroom with beautiful chandeliers and decorations.
我喺个嘅舞厅嗰度有好靓嘅水晶吊灯。
It was a formal affair. The men were wearing suits and the women beautiful dresses.
所有嗰啲男女咧都着得非常之隆重。
I was standing in the middle of the ballroom and a longtime family friend appeared by my side.
咁我企喺个舞厅嘅中间，一个系老朋友就系行上嚟我前边。
I had known Christy since we were 13 years old.
我十岁嘅时候已经认识呢个叫做 Christy 嘅女孩子。
She and I went to Bible school together.
我哋大家去圣经学院。
I was the MC at her wedding.
佢结婚嘅时候，我系做呢个主持。
Her husband and I served as pastors together.
佢嘅先生同我一同喺教会当中嚟牧养。
As we stood there, Christy turned to me and said, "Mark, let's dance together."
在这个梦当中，这个 Christy 就要求我跟他一起跳一支舞。
And here's the problem.
问题就是呢，
I don't dance.
我不懂跳舞。
With anyone.
用任何人我都不懂跳舞。
I didn't grow up dancing.
因为我成长的时候没去跳舞。
I never went to a high school dance.
这个中学毕业礼呢，我都没去跳舞。
I'm not against dancing.
我绝对不是反对跳舞。
I just don't know how.
只不过我不懂跳舞。
And so when Christy asked me to dance, I pointed to someone else and said, ask him instead. She said no. I pointed to someone else and said, ask him. She said no. Every person I pointed to, she said no. Mark, I don't want to dance with any of those people. I want to dance with you. I refused, and she left me alone. In my dream, I said to myself, I don't like dancing. It makes me feel uncomfortable. I don't know any of the steps. I don't know what to do. And then I woke up. In the morning, with this dream on my mind, I asked Jesus if there was something I should pay attention to. And Jesus said to me, Mark, where I'm about to lead you is going to feel a lot like dancing. You won't know what to do. You won't know any of the steps. You're going to feel very uncomfortable. That got my attention. I thought about how much I like to plan. To be in control. To have all the answers. I don't like being unprepared. I don't like looking foolish. And Jesus asked me, will you trust me and follow where I lead you? I'm not so different from the earnest young man. All of us have attachments, things we trust in instead of God. Many of us are earnest, but also fearful about trusting God. We are afraid to trust God with our marriages, with our jobs, with our health. When Jesus reveals your attachments, what will you do? Will you trust him? Or walk away sadly? This young man was not ready to let go of his attachments. He was not ready to trust Jesus with his life. And this leads to the final idea. Following Jesus always leads to life. Jesus is the master builder. And whenever he works in us, it leads to life. The problem is that at first, his work doesn't feel life-giving. What we feel is a kind of dismantling or dying. When my wife and I lived in Calgary, we moved into a home with an unfinished basement. We wanted to save some money and then finish the basement ourselves. The problem is, I don't know very much about building. And so I built some walls out of wood. And then attached the drywall. I was quite proud of my efforts. Until my dad came to visit. My dad is a very skilled builder. And when he saw what I had made, he suggested that everything needed to be torn down. It was very humbling.
当时呢, 我就非常的谦卑。
But when the master builder appears, things can't stay the same.
但当这个大建筑师来到的时候呢, 我们不可以停留一样。
It's better to tear down and rebuild than to live with something that doesn't work.
我们要将我们所有建造的都是拆开好,
Jesus is making our lives fit for the life of heaven.
主耶稣将我们的生命来适应在天上的生命。
He's teaching us humility, submission, and worship.
我们要为谦卑、顺服、敬拜。
He wants us to enjoy eternity, not simply endure it.
他要我们将来能够享受这个天堂的生活，不是单单来忍受。
And so Jesus is at work through the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣透过圣灵。
To remove everything that hinders us from receiving, enjoying, and living in the life of God.
将所有拦阻我们接受神这个恩典的东西都除去。
Perhaps you've built your life on a shaky foundation.
可能你的生命建在这个摇动的根基上面。
You may claim that Jesus is your foundation.
你可能说主耶稣是你生命的根基。
When in actual fact, it may be your job, your family, or wealth that is number one in your life.
然而你的工作,你的家庭,是你生命当中的最重要的。
We cannot hold on to these attachments and hold on to God.
我们不能够紧握着这些心中的依恋,而同时紧握着耶稣。
These attachments prevent us from experiencing fullness in Christ. Jesus offered this young man a life free from slavery to money. He offered him a life free to follow God. And Jesus offers us the same choice.
同样的,
Do you want to be free from what enslaves you?
你愿不愿意将这些奴仆的奴隶的捆绑释放出来呢?
There is no real spiritual journey that does not involve a radical letting go.
每一个释放的这个旅途都要从这些捆绑当中释放出来。
Left to ourselves, this is impossible.
如果靠着我们自己是不可能的,
but with God, all things are possible.
但靠着神,一切都能够。
We enter into the life of God on the basis of what Jesus has done for us on the cross.
因为主耶稣在基督十字架上所做的,我们能够释放自由的去跟随神。
We enter into his life because of grace.
因为恩典,我们能够进入他的生命。
We continue to grow because of grace.
因为他的恩典,我们能够成长。
And Jesus reveals the attachments of our heart so that he can remove them. He can rebuild our lives upon a rock that can never be moved. Matthew 19 tells the story of a young man who is earnest but afraid. We are reminded that we can be outwardly devout, but inwardly unwilling to trust Jesus. This morning, I want to encourage you to say yes to Jesus. Yes to where he wants to lead you. Yes, because he can be trusted. Yes, because he loves you. And yes, because he can lead you to life. Let's pray together. And so, Jesus, we throw ourselves at your feet. You are the master builder. And you can reveal attachments in our heart that prevent us from fullness of life. Even today, we ask that you would search us, that you would reveal what's holding us back, and that you would remove it so that we could experience the fullness of your love and forgiveness and wisdom and strength. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your leadership. Thank you for your power. We commit ourselves to you again, Lord Jesus, praying all of these things in your name. and for your sake. Amen.
Amen.